Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may know that at least 37 states have created programs to donate unused medications. We'll link you at hereandnow.org so you can see what might work for you. But in Greece, they have an app for that. Greece is still struggling to recover from that financial crisis of 2010. 2 million people, about 20% of the population, live below the poverty line. Thousands don't have access to medical care or prescriptions. But a nonprofit organization called GiveMed is now helping people donate their leftover medications to organizations in need of them. It's through an app that's facilitated over $200,000 worth of drug donations since it was developed in 2016. By former Google intern Thanasis Ratimos, who joins us by Skype from Athens. Thanasis, so we understand you have the database of need. If someone has leftover meds they'd like to donate, they can scan the barcode. Tell us more. How does it work?
It's something like this. When you scan the barcode, we can understand the name of the medicine, the expiration date, and other important information about this medicine. The user has to select if the medicine is open or closed, because in some cases you cannot donate open medicines. And we have collected all the medicine needs that social pharmacies and other organizations which support people in need have. And we make the matching between the leftover medicines that users register with the medicine needs of organizations who support the social vulnerable groups.
You've hit on the concern that a lot of people would have about a program like this. Sometimes you can't donate an open medication. Here in the United States, many of the collection centers, you can't ever donate something, you know, a bottle that's been opened, even a pill bottle that's been opened. How do you know when these medications go from the donor to the organization, how do you know that they haven't been tampered with?
So we give medicines only to organizations, meaning that these organizations have a pharmacist who is responsible to check the medicine. So he's responsible to decide if this medicine is in a good condition in order to donate it to somebody in need. And if the pharmacist decides that this medicine is not appropriate for somebody, he is responsible to destroy it. So we are not responsible to check the medicine, to store it. We are just the facilitator of the process of medicine donations.
Yeah. Well, in fact, right after you launched GiveMed, the Greek Association of Pharmacists published a letter calling the platform a serious risk to public health because of concerns about the safety of the pill exchange. But as you've just explained, every organization has to have an in-house pharmacist that will check out the medications.
The problem is that they didn't understand what we do. They thought that we give medicines directly to individuals and that we store medicine. But this is this is not true.
Yeah. The
truth is that social pharmacies, which are like the regular pharmacies, but they accept medicine donations from individuals and they give them for free to people in need, they have an in-house pharmacist who is responsible for all this process. These social pharmacies are funded by the government.
What prompted you to do this?
A couple of years ago, when my grandfather passed away, my family and I ended up with many boxes of medicines that we didn't need. And it was really difficult to find a way to give them to other people who really need them. Mm. So I came up with this idea. I was really lucky because I found other people who believed in this vision, and we worked together in order to develop GiveMed.
We understand you're funded by people, private companies, social foundations. It's not just getting medication to people who need it. It's also getting out of the environment. We know that when medications are flushed down the toilet, they affect the water systems. We suddenly have medications
exactly
involved with our drinking water. It seems like an all-around good idea. But there are countries like Britain, for instance, does not allow this at all, any kind of donations of medication. Do you hope that not only do countries start to do it, but that they do it in this way with an app? Where would you like to see this going?
Okay, so I believe that people are are very positive to this kind of initiatives when they have an easy way to support people in need. They are 100% positive to do it. The point is to give them a really easy and the fast way to do it. I think that the biggest problem is that we have to change the attitude. Most people don't even think that they can do something with their leftover medicines. And we are working to raise awareness about the problem and motivate them in order to donate their leftover medicines.
Well, you'd actually like to see the government take over your app.
Actually, I think that what we do is something that the government had to do. Unfortunately, because of the financial crisis, many people do not have access to the medicines they need, and the government cannot support them. So non-profit organizations like DivMed should support all these people. But I hope that in a couple of years, the government could support these people and the society will not need these kind of organizations.
That's Thanasis Ratimos, co-founder of the nonprofit organization GiveMed, with an app that helps people find places to donate their unused medication. Thanasis, thank you so much.
Thank you.